It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
It's our Chadron State Sports Journal radio show and podcast here this week, and UNK coming up in football on Saturday for the Eagles, so naturally we're going to spend a lot of time talking about this great rivalry that is back for this year, and it was pretty easy to choose this week's guest for the Sports Journal. Con Marshall's joining us here in the studio, CSC historian, the former sports information director. You still cover the Eagles for the paper and the school. Con, you know more about Chadron State sports than anybody, and it's so good to have you in here today. How excited are you to see Chadron State face UNK once again in football?
Well, I think this is really nifty. Way back, the Kearney Chadron game was always the big one happened in basketball too. Armstrong Gym was always packed and Elliott Field was always packed. We never had Kearney for homecoming because we knew that we'd get a huge crowd without them, and then so we'd choose another team to be the homecoming opponent. And so it's exciting as can be, and there's some great things that have happened through the years and some lots of disappointments for the Eagles way back when, and then some great times from about 1996 on, when we resumed the series again.
Well, I know you've got a bunch of really fun stories and memories that we're going to talk about during our show here today. Before we get into some of those things, Con, just what do you feel like makes this game so special, especially on the football side? Why is this such a special matchup for Chadron State and UNK and fans from the communities?
Well, they're the closest Nebraska school, and players on the Chadron team oftentimes know a lot of the kids. They probably played together in the West Nebraska All-Star game, maybe in the Shrine game, and we've heard about them, and particularly when the days when the Omaha World Herald came to Chadron, and everybody knew who was on the Kearney team, and Kearney was mostly Nebraska teams. Chadron was a lot of Nebraska teams. They're throwing in some Wyoming kids, and now we've spread out a little further and got them from farther away, but it's an exciting thing because the coaches know all about it, and it must spill over to the teams, even though the kids may be from California or Florida or someplace that are on the Chadron State teams, but they get excited too.
I would imagine that the recruiting battles back in the RMAC days with these two teams were pretty good in trying to get players from inside Nebraska to pick one or the other. Those had to be pretty good and pretty much a part of it, too.
Yeah, they were, and Chadron was not a good football program in much of the 1950s and into the 60s, and then in the 70s when Bill Giles came and took over while we got it close again. We always came close in those games, oftentimes came close, but we didn't beat them. Then in 1996 it all began, and Chadron won 6 in a row, and then 10 out of 13, and it made a great rivalry then, those days.
Con Marshall's with us here on the Chadron State Sports Journal today, and we're going to get into some of the best matchups, eras, memories with Con right now. And Con, you brought up the 1970s. Let's get into those 70s games. They were really, really close games. And I know you've got some stories and things from the 70s version of this rivalry that you want to share with us.
Yeah, in fact, in 1968, I was working for the Scottsbluff newspaper, and I came up and watched the game. Both teams were undefeated. That was amazing. It was the best team in the 1960s that Chadron had had. But Kearney still beat us. John McElvica, whose sons were great players in at Nebraska later on,
yeah.
University of Nebraska, not Kearney, and they lost that one. But in 1970, we had a terrible, heartbreaking game, and this was one of the ones that Kearney won. Played in Chadron. Great overflow crowd. Kearney won 27-23. Rick Watson, who is a name familiar to everybody, is Kieran Pope's brother, and he had one of the greatest games of anybody. He scored on a 34-yard run. He caught a 80-yard pass from Jack Gutierrez for a touchdown, but he lost a 70-yard touchdown on a punt return on a clipping call. But he had 319 all-purpose yards in that game. That was a great game.
Wow.
Then the next year we go to lost 7-3. Then Kearney beat us in 73. Kearney also won 7-6 that year, and that was a rain game played in Kearney. They didn't even have the homecoming parade. We were the homecoming opponent. They didn't go there. And Lee Ballman, who was from Chadron, scored on a one-yard run, but they tried to go for the 2 points on the extra point and did not make it, and so we lost that one, a 7-6 game, and
wow.
That was a tough one. And there was just quite a few games in the 70s where the Eagles were just right there. And one of them, Tom Cropp's a name that everybody's going to recognize. He was the fullback, and in one of these games in 71 game, yeah, and they had the ball for six plays, and they went the final 7 yards, and our players said that Tom Cropp never got in the end zone, but they gave him a touchdown anyway. That was a 7-3 game. We also had the phantom fumble in that game. Shattern was getting down close to scoring. Stan Labrador, a really good running back, he got taken down with an ankle tackle, laid the ball down, jumped back up one to the back to the huddle, and some Kearney guy came and jumped on it, and the officials gave Kearney the ball. Oh, I was so upset with that game. I remember I got in trouble because I probably mouthed off a little bit to one of the Kearney assistant coaches and about that, and he went and told some of their Shattern State coaches about it. Anyway.
Great stuff, Con. I'm glad you brought up that Tom Cropp game, the 1971 game. I wanted to ask you specifically about that, and people would know Cropp because he went on and was a legendary men's basketball coach at UNK for years and years.
And I got another story to tell you about Tom Cropp. When we were playing and winning these games, Tom Cropp came over on our sideline, and he was on our sideline watching the game. He and Brad Smith were really good friends, and he came over. And right just before halftime, Kevin Homer, who was a linebacker for Shattern State, went back and got a one-handed interception to kill Kearney's drive. And Tom was kind of sitting down on the sideline, and he popped up. Where in the blinkety blank did you guys get that player? That was one of the great memories of that series, too.
Con Marshall is with us on the Shattern State Sports Journal tonight, reliving some memories and moments of CSC and UNK football as we get ready for the 2020 version coming up on Saturday. All right, so we've looked at the 70s a bit. Let's go even a little further back, Con, the 1940s, and in particular, there was a game in 1942. I know you got a game and some stories, I believe, involves even Ross Armstrong from back in that era you want to share with us.
Yeah, this is in the book that I put together about Ross. He told about that they went down to play Kearney, and Kearney had won 6 of their last 7 games and shut out 3 of the opponents, and boy, they were just going high. And he said and told me that the night before the game, the Kearney newspaper came out with a story. Said Kearney doped to beat Shattern by 40. Well, Ross went down and bought a good supply of these newspapers and distributed it in the hotel rooms that the players were at, and the Eagles were sky high for the kickoff. And instead of punting one time, Shattern triple teamed a Kearney tackle who had received some All-American recognition, and the Eagles scored, and they went on to win that game 13-7. That was a big game, and Ross liked to tell that until he died many years later.
Sure, that's what they call bulletin board material, right, Con? You never want to give that to your opponent, do you?
That's right, yep.
All right, great story from the 40s as we visit with Con Marshall, and now let's jump up quite a few years. How about 1990, a guy that people will remember the name Omar Rogers. You've got a story about him, and it's some Shattern tie-ins, and of course it goes into the UNK side as well. Yep. It's really interesting stuff.
Well, for years, Kearney had come to the panhandle, and they had a great, great football program in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, led by, first of all, Al Zickman, who had been a coach at Alliance High School. He'd been on the Rose Bowl team at Nebraska way back in 41. And then Claire Boroff, who had been a star on the 58 team, took over. And they beat us quite a bit. And some really outstanding kids from the panhandle went to Kearney. One of them was Omar Rogers, who was probably the all-time leading rusher at Shattern High School. Great player, great kid. Everybody loved him. His dad was the director of the Pine Ridge Job Corps Center. And Omar went down there. And we didn't think we'd ever play Kearney. The series had been discontinued in that time. Okay. But in 1990, they come to Shattern to play. And we had a guy that kicked the best punt that this player had. I remember his last name was Ball. And that was a neat name, I guess, for a punter. And the ball was kicked deep, and about the 6-yard line, Omar grabbed it. And I thought, Omar, why did you catch that? And a whole bunch of red guys were surrounding him. And pretty soon, here came a white uniform out, and he went 94 yards for a touchdown. That was Kearney's longest punt return, and that's the longest punt return ever against Shattern State. And,
wow.
Kearney went on and won that game by just 33-28, so he made the difference in that game. Then we went down to the next year, played him. We just had a 2-game series in 90 and 91, and that's what we played is what we called the Ice Bowl.
Yes.
And it was one of the very few football games that were played that weekend. They canceled the Friday night games, the high school games, But Chadron, we were down there. I remember helping Don Briggs, who was the sports information director at Kearney. We swept out some of the seats so people could sit down there. It was way below zero chill factor.
Yeah.
And it was terrible. But anyway, they won that ball game, and they had a guy named Mark Yulee, who was from Florida. And he had a great game against that game. He ran 35 times for 195 yards. And they said he left, and they never saw him again on the Kearney campus. They won that ball game, though, 30-19. 22 below wind chill index that day.
That's 22 below might scare a Florida kid away. That's amazing. It's such a great game in that kind of weather, and then just disappeared and left UNK. They never saw him again.
That was a story that I heard from Kearney people.
Wow, what a wild
5 years
legend.
Later, the Eagles got going.
Talk to us about that. Chadron State started taking things over. It looks like, 96, 14-10, CSE gets a win, and that's when Chadron State took control in the rivalry at that point.
Yeah, that was the first win in 34 tries against Kearney, dating back to 1948. And there was lots of defense played in that game. Kearney had to punt 5 times in the third quarter, and Chadron punted 4 times in the third quarter in that game. And Chadron won that game 14-10, and that was the start. By this time, Brad Smith really had established the Chadron State program. The best kids in the panhandle weren't going to Kearney anymore. They were coming to Chadron State, and we just had a some great things happened in that era. Chadron State really, really got going. Chadron scored on a 49-yard run by tailback Mike Fackrell to start off the game, and I'll have to tell you a little bit about that. Chadron noticed on the film that the Kearney defensive backs were never turned around to see what was going on behind them. So Chadron sent 2 wide receivers down the field, each on kind of along the sidelines, and then they snapped this ball. It would be, now we'd call it a wildcat snap, snapped it directly to Mike Fackrell, and he took it all the way for a touchdown. And then they hooked up on a long pass. Trevor Moon hit Troy Theobald with a 74-yard pass to open the second quarter, and that's how we won that game. Wow, what a game, because it broke that long, long losing streak that Chadron State had to Kearney.
Yeah, and you mentioned Coach Smith in that era winning those 6 games in a row, and how the recruits from this part of Nebraska stayed home at Chadron State. Was that maybe the biggest key to how Chadron State was able to overtake Kearney in those years? We started really holding on to our high-quality players here. Obviously, Brad coached some good games back then as well. But talk about his impact on CSC success at that time.
Oh, yeah, that was a big deal. You know, one time we had like 10 kids for like 5 years in a row from Sheridan County. We had them from, you know, Gordon, Riceville, and Hay Springs, and those guys, those players were outstanding, and they helped. I mean, it was just that way. We just got the best kids from the panhandle that helped us. And then, of course, Brad had connections other places, and they did a good job of recruiting Wyoming. And that was some great games there. The next year, we went down to Kearney, and that's the overtime game.
40-34, the 97 game.
Yeah, 1997. And went into overtime. Chadron had dominated the game. They had 29 first downs. Kearney had just had 16. Outyarded the Lopers 473-299. The lead had changed hands 4 times in the game. And finally, Chadron State kicked the field goal with 17 seconds left to go send it into overtime. Once it got into overtime, they almost scored right off the bat because they had the ball first. They pitched the ball to a running back that wasn't expecting it to be pitched to him because the quarterback had the ball and he was about to be tackled. It was Coleman from McCook, who was a 4-year starter for him, and he pitched the ball. We recovered that fumble. Kevin Homer recovered the fumble, and he also blocked an extra point and intercepted a pass. And that day, maybe that was the one that I saw I told you about Tom Kropp popping off the bench about it. Then in 98, Chadron got a touchdown and a field goal in the fourth quarter to beat Kearney 27-23. And the Eagles went 80 yards late in the game and scored when Trevor Moon hit Cedric Cummings with a touchdown pass, and Eagles added a field goal again in the late game and gave up a safety instead of punting the ball out of the end zone right as the clock was going out. So all these games were close and just nail biters all the way down, you know. The 99 game was played in Kearney, and that was another stem winder. The Eagles won that one 28-14, and Kearney had 512 yards. Chadron had 428. they had by this time Justin Coleman was really rolling as a Kearney quarterback. He completed 34 of 65 passes, but Shattern also did really well in moving the ball. And no doubt the game's biggest play in that was when we punted to them and we knocked the ball loose from them, and Rob Benny, who was a linebacker, only played at Shattern State 1 year. He was wearing number 57, the same as Kevin Homer had played, though. I had worn, though. Anyway, he picked it up and went 82 yards for the touchdown, and was the longest touchdown of a return of a fumble that we have ever had.
That huge play.
A great one. And then Casey Barron, who was All-American end, just kind of like the same style of guy as Homer was for Shattern, that great. He blocked both a field goal and an extra point in that game. So that helped us win that game by a narrow margin, 24-18. Then we come back to Shattern in 2000, and we won this one in the last second. This is it when Matt Strand hit Ryan Weber with a 22-yard pass in over the middle. It was a fourth-down pass, had 64 seconds left on the clock. And the funny part of it was there was a timeout taken in between that, and they had run that same play Shattern had just before that. And I remember that Brad and Bill O'Boyle, who was the offensive coordinator, they huddled up a little bit and talked about that, and they ran exactly the same play. And the pass this time by Matt Strand was on target. He caught it, and we won the game after we kicked the field goal. And Aaron Turner, who was our field goal kicker, also had field goals of 37, 44, and 27 yards in that game. And so that was another nail bite. I didn't think we were going to win that game after fourth down. You were on your 22-yard line, but it turned out really, really well.
23-22 was the final in that 2000 game. Great stuff from the Brad Smith era, winning a bunch of games over UNK, including those six in a row there. Con Marshall's with us tonight on the Shattern State Sports Journal. Hey, Con, I wanted to ask you about Danny Woodhead's time at Shattern State against UNK. Everybody knows Danny, went and played in the NFL. And what can you tell us about what you remember from Danny Woodhead's time playing the Lopers when he was the man at Shattern State?
He surely was. And, well, we won in the first game in 2000, and Kearney won in 2004. 4-5, Kearney broke our string of wins. They won two in a row. But then in 2006, Shattern got a big, big win with a big margin, 31-12. And Danny had an 88-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. He also had a 63-yard run in that game. He also ran 17 yards for a touchdown in the fourth quarter. And then Jared Kuster, who was a really good defensive end, intercepted a Shattern State or a Kearney pass and went 47 yards for a touchdown. Danny carried the ball 32 times for 274 yards and those three touchdowns.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That was a game. Shattern was a great team that year. We went 12-1 that year, beat West Texas State in the playoff game before losing to Northwest Missouri State in the final game. So that was a great team that year. But we won again in 2007 also, and that was the game where Danny was supposed to be featured. They moved the game up to Thursday night. We were playing at Kearney, and it was going to be live streamed on TV and computers, and that was supposed to be good. Well, I know Kearney had possession of the ball first, didn't do too much with it. Shattern came out, and the first play, Danny sprained his arch. It's the only time he was ever hurt. He missed three games that season. That was his senior year. But a guy named Joe, Little Joe McLean from Shattern rescued the Eagles that night. We were behind 9-7 at halftime, and then Joe really got to going in the second half. He carried the ball 13 times for 68 yards, had three touchdowns. He was 24 of 35 on passes with no interceptions for 258 yards, and threw a 22-yard pass to Logan Stropko, who had eight receptions for 117 yards in that game. And Kearney had just 30 yards of rushing in that game. And Joe, after the game, characteristically said, well, if it wasn't the defense hadn't been so good, we probably wouldn't have won. But they did. That was a great game, though. That was one of the great games for a great, great quarterback at Shattern State, Joe McLean. Can I talk about the 208 game just
absolutely,
a second?
Yeah.
Well, that was another game, and that was Joe's senior year. Danny was gone. He was with the Jets by then, and anyway, that was a 17-14 win, and Joe threw a shuttle pass, or I don't know what a shuttle pass exactly, but that's what I wrote on it about that 27-yard pass in the last minute, and that was what we won that game, 17-14, and it was that would give Shattern 10 wins in 13 games and over Kearney during that time, and eight of them were decided by eight or fewer points, and most of them by six or less points in that time. Joe was 17 of 26 for 118 yards in that game, and we won the RMAC again that year, too.
And that's what always makes a rivalry so good, too, when those games are close. Could go either way. The finish is really tight. Great to hear Joe McClain and the Eagles pulling out that one in the story there.
There's two more good things in that happened that game. We had two offensive linemen who switched over to play defense with the special teams, and they blocked a field goal attempt by Kearney. One of them was Shane Dunahay, and the other one was Ben Puffer, who's from Hot Springs, and everybody remembers him. He was a great All-American player for us, too.
And let's look at 2011 here while we have a little time left. The last time these teams played, what do you remember most about that game, last time you watched them play each other?
Well, Kearney won that game by a score of 20-13. They had 520 yards. Shattern had 330. That was when after John McClain had gotten hurt, and he did not play the rest of that season. We'd opened the season. It was John's, I think, sophomore year. But Brandon Gorsuch, who came down from Rapid City, transferred from South Dakota State, did a great job in that game. It wasn't because of that we lost. He was 25 of 47 for 211 yards and no interceptions and did a good job. And before that, in 2009 and 10, Kearney had a running back. Rusty Dring was his name. One year he carried 33 times for 184 yards, and then the next year 32 times for 198 yards. So Rusty Dring gets credit for those games, I guess. But, oh my, Shattern was not embarrassed or blown out of the water anymore like they had been back in the some of the years in the 60s and stuff like that when Kearney was pretty well massacring us.
Con Marshall with us on the Shattern State Sports Journal. And Con, what do you think about this year's game? Have you looked a lot at what UNK does? It's, you know, football's a lot different now from when these teams last got together, and especially way back from some of these
fun matches we've been talking about. That Kearney's quarterback is an option quarterback who probably prefers to carry the ball or to keep the ball and he gets he got over 1,000 yards rushing last year as a Kearney quarterback. He was named their conference's freshman of the year, and he did a good job down at Pittsburgh State when they beat Pittsburgh State the other day. I know Kearney's got a really good team. I know Shattern State's got a really good team. Shattern State's had really two good, great games against South Dakota Mines, and South Dakota Mines is a competitive team with both good offense and defense, and so I think it'll be a nail-biter, a barn-burner, or whatever, Donnybrook, or whatever you want to call it. I think it'll be another outstanding game, and I know that Jay Long and his coaches will have everybody going, and those players, you won't have to tell them, give them a pep talk before they take the field. I know they'll know what's going on. They'll know what's at stake, and they'll have fun.
Con, this has been so much fun for me and our listeners to hear from you and all the great history in this rivalry. Thanks so much for coming into our studio today, being on the show tonight. We really, really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shattern State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shattern. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shattern State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.